Just one good time. Tortelloni.
All the time.
Last time.
Half hour monologue.
I'm Boochie.
Oh, I can't wait to turn into Friday Night Booch. Booch with Friday. Booch. Booch on every summer Friday nights.
So I knew an old lady who swallowed a peach. Oh, what a treat. She swallowed a peach.
Anything will eat, swallow a peach, right?
Okay, she swallows a southern gentleman. Oh, man, she swallowed a gentleman. I'm just going to say, oh, man, she swallowed a gentleman.
We were just getting back from Mackinac Island, and our mouths are full of fudge.
So I knew an old lady who swallowed a stashu.
Oh, no.
I knew this old lady. She swallowed a mullet.
Perhaps she'll die. Right? She's definitely going to die.
Oh, God.
I knew an old lady. You have to say it. I knew an old lady.
Who swallowed a crucifix.
I think she'd rather have sushi.
Okay.
I thought that Dick York could eat the crucifix.
She used a fork to eat Dick York. No. We don't need something that rhymes with Dick York. I already went over this in my email to you, Mrs. Bucci.
I told you this topic was really confused.
No.
Don't swallow Bucci.
Oh, no. I've been swallowed.
I knew an old lady who swallowed a cactus. Everyone knew this was not standard practice. I used to hang out with the Wu-Tang Clan.
My neighbor Sharonda was driving that Honda.
Especially Hondas before mid-90s. Oh, man.
We've been talking all this time about what she swallows and eats.
Yes.
But, like, what about the fact that they wiggle and jiggle inside her?
That thing kicks and screams.
I think Dick York would wiggle and jiggle.
I really gotta stop saying swallow.
I knew an old lady who swallowed a cup for her sup.
Swallow the Honda, eat the cactus. She swallowed the cactus to eat Bret Michaels. She swallowed Bret Michaels to eat Dick York. Hero, do you know who Dick York is?
No.
Well, you're in for a treat. Google him. She lives on the blood of gentlemen. And then she swallowed the gentleman to eat the peach. But why, oh why, did she eat the peach here? It's the mystery of the hour.
And now, this week, on Boochie.
I knew an old lady who swallowed her husband's lies for years. I don't know why she swallowed his lies, but she did. Hey-oh, hey! Shut the door. I gotta be all sealed in to the studio. Also, Mona, she's standing between me and the show. And the board standing between me and
Boochie.
This is gonna be a great show. Hold on. I gotta get the good non-squeaky chair. I gotta get the good non-squeaky. Headphones. Okay.
Boochie.
Yeah, it's Boochie. Everybody knows that. You can set your watch to Boochie.
Boochie.
No.
Adage.
That's just that's an adage belongs to the world. Man, it's hot. Hot. I'm drinking black raspberry soda. And before you ask, the raspberry part has two Z's. Whoa! Slow down, black raspberry. I get my excitement from driving really fast on the highway, not from soda. Also, I have had a piece of gum lodged on the top of my roof of my mouth for, I want to say, a day. And it's just calcified. But the black raspberry kind of melted it off, and now I'm cool. I'm cool. What? What is that? Boochie. So everybody, it's hot today. So cursing, hot. And on top of everything, the layer of sweat, the wet head, the back of my neck covered in bumps. I don't know if that's related to the heat. My hernia, everybody knows that I have, I've been experiencing a hernia for the last month or so. And it's, in this heat, my hernia is losing its mind. It feels like 5 pounds when it's only 3. And it keeps sticking to my shirt, the inside of my shirt. So it's like, here, I'll let you, hold on. Oh, man. You hear that? It's sticking, so I have to like very, very gingerly unstuck it. Or unstick it? I don't know. Unstick it from my mesh shirt. And it's just like oozing through the mesh in a really unattractive way. So, I need surgery.
Bucci, adage.
Yeah, that's definitely one. I need like a few surgeries, I feel. At least I need some answers, because my doctor, Mike, he stopped responding to I was sending him all these pictures of my hernia on Instagram, and he sent me a cease and desist and drop dead letter, which told me I had to cease, desist, and drop dead, which was super, super unprofessional. I've changed my mind. I don't like that reverb. Really, really unprofessional. So I'm looking for a new doctor. Because I have questions. Like, questions like, you know, what are the side effects of a surgery? Will my legs go numb? Or how long a procedure is? Will I have to go under? Or I will have like a, you know, like a topical anesthetic. You know, why does my hernia keep pulling me places? I get this gurgling sound in my stomach and I feel it pulling me. Like I'm being dragged by a rope pulled by an unknown hand. The unknown hand of the man has got its claws in my hernia and it's pulling. So last week, it took me to go leaf peeping in Vermont. I kept telling it, hernia! It's friggin' summer, man. You crazy hernia. There's no leaves to peep. This is leaf peeing season. And we just laughed and laughed and laughed and laughed and laughed. Then it said it wants to go to Mount Washington, climb Mount Washington, but I'm banned from that mountain. So then it got mad and wrapped itself around my lungs until I promised I would take it. Rock climbing. I gotta take this thing rock climbing at it like a gym. I'm gonna end up like hanging by my hernia from the top of this plastic wall. Is that a Bucci adage?
Bucci. That's a promise.
It's a Bucci promise. And it's demanding. And I know hernias are incapable of speech. I know that. I know it's not really talking, but it is. To Bucci. And it feels like it is, if that makes sense. People in the chat are saying that does make sense. Thanks, chat. The chat over there at WFMU.org. You can log on there and then pay very, very close attention to everything that I say. So anyway, I'm looking for a doctor. And I went home to Rhode Island this week for a new one. My Aunt Bucci said she knows a guy. And when my aunt says she knows a guy, that guy is always the same person, her work friend, Menus. We call him Menus because he always has a bunch of takeout menus in his car. It's just like loaded with menus. But even though he does look like a psycho, and it is terrible that his car is full of menus and pennies, but he does have connections, and he's hooked me up in the past, so I think it's going to be fine, and I'm going to get a nice, nice, good doctor that maybe wants to hang out and get a beer afterwards. Big drink of water, anything. So, but when I was in Rhode Island, I ran into someone like a ghost of the past. Of
Bochi.
I hadn't seen him in a long time, maybe 15 years. I went into a Don't Ask knife store, and there he was behind the counter selling a knife. It was my old drum teacher, Dan. So in high school, I was in a band. I'm going to pause and let everyone gasp in surprise. I was in marching band. I wasn't in a grindcore band. I was in marching band. And I played snare drum for 2 years, 9th and 10th grade, a little bit of 11th. I was a marching band drummer, an MB, and you can fill in the rest. And my high school was known for two things. It was known for asbestos in the walls and the marching band. And losing its accreditation. Three things. But the band, baby, was respected. Very respected. More so than other bands. Marching bands. Ton of marching competitions. We were do not only straight up marching, but we do all sorts of, at halftime at the high school football team, there'd be a halftime, and we would march in all these like concentric circles and we'd be playing Phantom of the Opera and we'd all come together and look like a phantom of the opera. But we would march where no one would march. No one would dare to march where we marched. Parking lots, of course, benches, beaches. We marched, we were performed at the inflating of a bouncy castle once in a Target parking lot. At a Howard Dean rally. Might have been an anti-Howard Dean rally. Don't know. We were apolitical. The band, we were not like pro or anti Howard Dean. I was a Nader man. But the big day for the marching band was the 4th of July parade. It was the jewel in our crown. Because the parade that we marched in Bristol, Rhode Island, is the oldest continuous Independence Day celebration in America. And, babe, it was the worst. The worst! Just think. Pull over to your car or just like stand in your kitchen and think. 5 miles, maybe even 6 miles in 95 degree heat, 100% humidity, 20-pound snare drum strapped to my back. 5-pound feather sticking out of my black pleather marching band cap. Polyester clothes, 1/2 inch thick. Just dying. And as part of the drum line, hold on. As part of the drum line, we had to play constantly. We had to play the whole time. This thing, the street beat. Yeah, we had to play the street beat. So it was like, you know, we had to play the whole time. The thing, the beat that kept the band going. They were all said to get out of step and out of tempo. So we had to keep playing this thing, you know, the whole time while the piccolo player just carried their stupid piccolos, which you couldn't even hear when we all played. You might as well have not even been there. It was just a big, it was just a parade for them. But the drummers had to play and 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 play. Some of us passed out and were trampled. They sprayed a hose in our face to wake us up, this warm hose water. You ever been sprayed in the face with warm hose water? People in the chat are saying yes. They're all saying yes. Yes, 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 yes. Wow. Well, I hated it. I don't know about them, but I hated it. But it was, so it was suffering, and it was, it wasn't very Bucci. And but this guy, Dan, I won't say his last name because I don't know it, but he was the drum teacher for the drum line. You know, so there's four snare drums, timpani, not a timpani, quads, they call it, four drums, and then a four bass basses of different sizes. And he would, you know, he was our teacher. He was my hero because he had everything. Spiky hair, obviously, the one thing. He had the spiky hair. He, you know, he wore parachute pants, which back then I thought were really cool. They had a bunch of colors, like white leopard and like green and pink angles. That was one he had. Tan lemon was another one. All these parachute pants. Or, you know, I don't know. Do they still call them MC Hammer pants? Maybe they're Thai dollar sign pants now. And, of course, Dan was Italian, so I obviously had to love him for that reason. Because even back then, Bucci was looking for a grandfather figure. But, of course, like, look, you know, thinking about Dan now is like he was probably 20 years old. He was at least 21 because he bought us beer once. But you know, though he was, you know, a dubious character, he was a very good drum teacher, and I idolized him, and I learned a lot from him. He would stand in front of us, all the snares, his legs, I can still see it. Legs planted, far apart, sunglasses 100% on, and he would take us through the piece that we were trying to learn.
Okay, boys, it goes like this. Got it?
And, like everyone I idolized, I secretly recorded him during our drum lessons. So that was him. I didn't have an iPhone 7 back then, so the quality's not so good. But that is him. And this is him when we were trying to learn Tommy. And then this is him when he would get so mad. This is a good one. He'd get so mad when we messed it up. He'd say like,
No, it's
right. Yes. Yep. He'd say to us, he'd go, Bucci.
Paradiddle,
rat-a-ma-cue. And I'd just do it. That was always he taught me that. He just taught us how to keep the beat. Be the beat. Love beats. Love that sound. Be in time. And his manner of teaching was, you know, a way of like saying and spitting out the beats rather than like giving us sheet music or whatever. I feel like it really hammered it into Bucci's brain faster. And I just became very, very, very good at snare drum. Not the other drums. So you put me behind a drums kit and I'm just playing the snare like, play another drum! And then I just like double middle finger them. But then, okay, so this is a kind of a weird story. So then there was a time when I saw him like chatting up the attractive like bus driver who would drive us to all the our marches, and like he'd be all like.
Who's there? Who is that? Is that you, Bucci?
Yes.
What are you doing back there? Get out of there. I'll be there in a minute. Go by the bus.
I was looking for my sticks.
Sticks? I don't know. Go ask Mike. He's got extra sticks. All right. Where was I? Oh, yeah. Slappa. Yeah, Dan.
Bucci.
Yeah, that was it was weird, you know, to use drum beats to seduce. It made me very uncomfortable. I didn't like sex and drums mixing. It just made me feel. So, and you know, also I had, around that time I had started to do Bucci, and so there wasn't time, and so I didn't have time to do the drum. So I put down my sticks, picked up the bucket hat, and that's it. That was it. But I never, lost my love of drums and beats. And then running into this guy, and all of a sudden he's selling knives. Like, what are you doing selling knives? And he didn't remember me. So I just bought a knife. Which is, again, a long story. But it brought it all back. And so I started thinking about, you know, like, maybe I'll pick up drums again. And so I and also thought, like, maybe I'll, you know, fold that into Bucci. So the topic this week is we're going to write a new Phantom Toll Booth. No, we're not gonna do that.
Bucci.
We're definitely not gonna do that. The There Was an Old Lady Who Swallowed a Fly show from last week was very controversial. I got a lot of apathetic emails, and my former fiance, Mrs. Bucci, she didn't like it either. She thought it was weak. So we're not gonna do that. The real topic this week is drum beats. What is your favorite beat? What's your favorite beat? What's the beat that you hear and you can't stop beatboxing? Is it this? Or is it this sound? That's a classic one. So what's your, like, that's what I want to hear. Your what's your favorite drum beat? Is it this? Is this your favorite drum beat? Is that it? That's a good one. So let's hear it. So, and I don't want you to play it off a CD or Spotify or whatever, your old dusty 45s. I want to hear you do it. You can beatbox, play it, hum it, you know, play it with a stick or spoons or drumsticks. No scatting. People who live next door to Bucci know that he loves scatting, but there will be no scatting. There's too much melody in a scat. So that is after the beat.
After the break. But it is almost after the beat, too. Bucci.
Bucci.
Yeah, so but now we're going to hear some music. On the other side of this break, we're going to hear some music right now. It is, let's hear some drum music. A. Here is the man himself, Max Roach, with his wild song, Drums and Libidin', only on WFMU. What?
What?
Oh, wait, I know why. I want to get this right one day.
Max Roach, Drums Unlimited, only on WFMU.
Don't forget to call in on the topic. The topic of the day is...
What's your favorite drum beat?
So
So call in with your response now. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. One more time, 201-209-9368. And give Bucci your answer now. Now, back to the music. Music.
Do-do-do-da-da. Wow, listen to that loop. Listen to that drum loop. Yeah, 201-209-9368. You're listening to a man, Bucci.
Bucci.
So we're taking your favorite beat. What's it sound like? What's it feel like? What's it sound like is more important than what it feels like. You can feel your beats at your own, you know, at your leisure, but not on Bucci. And if you're very, if these calls don't go terribly, I'll play you the street beat that I was talking about that I had to play for like, you know, 7 hours straight. Oh, I really hope these phones work. Caller, you got Bucci.
Hey, Bucci.
Hey, who's this?
Oh, man. This is Hero.
Yes, it is. I knew that. It was a trick question. So how are you doing, Hero?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm okay. Depended on the beat that you flipped me, Hero. Do you love the drums like I do?
Mm.
No answer.
Maybe not.
Well, do you okay? Do you even like drums?
Yes.
Good. You're not a piccolo fan, are you?
No.
Okay. Good. So, what is? Let's hear it. I want to hear it. What's your favorite drum beat, Hero? Interesting. Give that to me one more time, cat. What is making that noise?
That's the drum beat.
No, I know, but what part of, are you like popping your cheek or are you just kind of going?
My lips.
Your lips. Can you do this? Let's do a little back and forth. Now you do it with your lips. No, that doesn't sound like what I did at all. My Dan would not be happy. You have to go lick this. Try that one. Try this one.
Paradiddle, paradiddle, right on my cue.
Try that one.
Paradiddle,
paradiddle. Paradiddle. You know how it's called, like, paradiddle, paradiddle. That's how you have to do it. All right, Hero, that was real funky, man. Keep funking it up. And then we'll jam next week, all right?
Bye.
Yeah. I don't know. That was if I was in the band with Hero, I'd be like, everybody calm down. Everybody stop playing. We got to listen to Hero. And it would just be like, but knowing Hero, he's full of charm. People would just like, love it, love it, love it. So let's go. We're hearing, I want to hear more beats. Even funkier than Heroes, if that's possible. Let's hear the Purdy Shuffle. You like the Purdy Shuffle? I don't remember what the Purdy Shuffle is. Or the Bucci Shuffle. If you want to know what the Bucci Shuffle is, it's kind of like brushes brushing heavily against a snare, which is. Which imitates the sound of Bucci shuffling around. Like. That sounds like Bucci when he shuffles across the doctor's waiting room to get another magazine. Call you, Bucci.
Hi, Bucci. It's Franco.
Hey, Franco. How are you doing?
I'm okay.
You mean it's Tony Franco Williams?
No.
Oh, okay.
Franco Ginger Baker.
Oh, it's Franco Ginger. It's Ginger Franco Baker. All right.
Yeah, you got it.
I know I got it. You just said it.
I did.
All right, Franco, let's jam. What's your favorite? Let's hear your favorite DB.
Okay, well, it's I guess it's a roll, but it's a complicated one because it switches from the snare to the floor tom, and it's accentuated by two bass drums tuned differently. So the feet are working, and every arm is working. And you want me to do that? Okay.
Well, you didn't let me finish.
Then he hits a hi-hat.
Okay, let's hear the hi-hat. So give that to me one more time, my man. And then it goes, the cymbal?
Yeah, it's just, you know, accentuating with the cymbal.
All right, let's go back. I'm going to give you something. You're going to echo it back to me. No, it doesn't sound anything like that. And then this one. That doesn't sound. Don't make that sound. That's pretty good. That's pretty coolio, man. Were you ever in a band? Were you in the marching band? You seem like you were in a marching band. Franco?
I was a drummer.
Mm. In a band?
In a band.
Okay. Real quick, what was the name of the band?
Hair Shirt.
Of course. All right. Thanks, Franco. Thanks for that sweet rhythm. I appreciate it. You know, we're doing very well. I just like, here, listen to this. I want to give you something funky. So, no, you know what? I'll do that at the end of the hour. Let's give a reason for people to stay tuned. Call it Igabuchi.
Hey, Bucci.
Yeah, hey, who's this?
This is Levi.
Okay, hey, Levi.
Hey, I had a hernia once.
Hi.
Recovered well.
Oh, you did? Your fingers didn't go numb, did they?
I can't remember. I was very young.
Oh, I see. But wow, a young person with a hernia. You must have been like, did you work in, did you have to like tar? Were you a garbage man or were you weightlifting or?
Yeah, I was a 4-year-old garbage man. That's true.
Oh, okay.
Way into garbage.
So is your drum beat sarcasm?
No.
Okay. So give me your beat. Give me your favorite beat.
All right, I got your beat. This is beat for everybody. You don't need any more.
Okay.
And it goes like this.
Hit me. Yeah, man, that's lovely. Let's do some more. Ready? Well, I'll jam with you. Ready?
All right.
Yeah, let's echo each other like a real echo, right? I'll go like this. Now you do it. All right, and then let's do the David Grohl. So it's... What's that? Do it. That's a classic beat. All right, thanks, Levi. You funked it up here. Almost too much.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, right. All right. You know, people are making fun of... Bucci on the chat. They're like, this is another, what is this topic? But you know what? It's like a primal. This is a primal topic. A drum beat is one of the oldest things there is. Before Neanderthals, before even Bucci, there was rhythm. Woodpecker going peck, peck, peck. Peck, 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 peck. That would be like a woodpecker or like a mud skipper, like gasping a beat out, like another beat, the percussive crunch of a lion biting down on a Neanderthal. That was like, man, you could play guitar to that. Crunch. Call it Igabuchi. Yeah. Keep going, man. Keep going. Or who is this? Man, that was great. Nice one. Or you know, I don't know the gender of that person. I kept saying man because it's cool, you know. Yeah. Someone call up and do the Purdy shuffle, because I can't recall it. It's like, no, I remember. That's it. You know Purdy, Bernard Purdy is doing like MGMT records? What's he doing? Caller, you got Bucci.
Hey, Bucci, how are you doing?
I'm fine. Who's this?
This is Brett calling from Flint.
Brett. Brett, do I have that right?
Yes, you do.
All right. So hit me with a drum beat one more time, or just once.
Well, this is a beat that was actually invented in Flint, and I thought about calling. I heard you mention grindcore earlier.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
The blast beat was invented in Flint by Dave Grave of the band Repulsion.
Really? That?
Yeah.
That?
Hi-hat, snare, and bass drum simultaneously.
Yeah, yeah, all very, very, very. Yeah.
Yes.
Are you going to do that one? Are you going to represent Flint?
Always.
Okay, so do that. Do you know, everyone could do it. Everyone's like, oh, that's so easy. But can you do it for 2 minutes straight? That's the answer.
That's it. That's right. I mean, Dave Grave, that's why Dave Grave is one of the great drummers of all time.
So Dave Grave was playing that thing, and then someone was in the audience and being like, man, I'm going to do that. That's what it was?
Yeah, well, they were internationally famous for their demo tape, so people were hearing them all over the world.
And they're like, check out this sound. You know that sound you were looking for? Well, listen to this.
Yeah,
and then the drummer of Drop Dead went, that's cool. So do a drum beat for like do a blast beat for, you know, 5 minutes.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'll give it my best here.
All right. Don't do that. Yeah. Right. Keep doing it. I'll do the vocals. Vegan. Thanks, Brett. He's going to still keep doing that. You keep doing it. Do it in front of the mirror. It makes me feel good. So if anyone wants a beatbox, like your Roselle, just fine. Don't spit and drool all over me. The only time you should drool in Bucci's presence is when he brings out his famous scrambled eggs and toast. You know, that's the low and slow is the secret. There are some eggs I started cooking during COVID, and they're still going. Those things are going to be tender. Caller, you got Shabooch. Caller one, what's your drum beat favorite?
Bucci, you hung up on me earlier.
I did. Who is this?
This is Zachary.
Oh, yeah, that was on purpose. I'm sorry.
Why?
Did I hang up on you? I didn't know.
Yeah, I was drumming.
Oh, you
and
were.
You didn't let me talk, and then.
Oh, that was you playing. Oh, okay. See, I don't know. What am I supposed to know? That's you. Oh, that's a total Zach
beat.
You're
supposed to give a moment, and then you just hung up.
Nah. Okay. The mystery is better. Do you need to know every drummer's name? No, you don't. You just need to hear every drummer's name.
You just gotta hear every drummer.
All right. So what were you playing there? It sounds like a tom that you were playing.
Nah, it's a djembe.
Oh, it's a djembe, huh? You wanna. Okay, do another one. Do another beat. That one I liked but didn't love. All right, okay. Oh, I so want to hang up on him again. All right, Zachary.
Yeah.
How long have you been playing the djembe? Oh, my God. How long have you been playing the djembe?
Oh, few years. I've been playing drums. I almost went into marching band, but it was too hot. I like my summers. Too
it's
much.
Too hot. Yeah, and I had to do some.
I'm not gonna do marching band.
You know, we had to do band camp, and everyone else was like, you know what they do at band camp. They were like
was
loving each other.
Were they tried to say that you're in band, so you have to do the marching band?
Yeah, I was in concert band, but then you're like, your talents are elsewhere. Get away from that xylophone and get away from that vibraphone, definitely, and come join the marching band. Because I also had very, very strong legs at the time, so they're like, it's perfect for marching.
Yeah. So you could read music. I know there's
No. You don't. I read.
I couldn't read. So you had to do xylophone, vibraphone. Belly.
Yeah. No. Yeah. So I just felt it, which is why they kicked me out of concert band. And then my mentor Dan would just like.
Stop.
paradiddle, paradiddle.
Or he'd like count it off. He'd go. You know, he would just count it off.
Your mentor is great.
He was okay. But I mean, if you need a knife, call him. All right, Zachary. Sorry I hung up with you that first time. Oh, man. I really wish I hung up with him on that second time. Well, I'll put it on the list. Hang up on Zachary every chance you get. Caller Yabuchi.
Yo.
Okay, yo, what's up? Yeah. All right, that's enough. 201-209-9368. What's your favorite drum beat? Come scream it to me. Don't scream it. But just some come blabba-de-ba. Hey, it's Mrs. Bucci. What are you doing here?
Well, I just escaped the elevator. I was stuck in the elevator.
For how long?
Like 10 minutes. How long were we stuck, Jim?
We've been there for like half an hour.
Seriously?
Yeah.
It felt like half an hour.
We were trying to call and call. And couldn't get through.
I'm on pause notifications.
We called the station.
Oh, yeah.
But your lines are just
you call cool. Station manager Ken. Mrs. Bucci, what's your favorite drum beat?
Should I get
just
on
get
the
in front
air?
Of No. Just
scream from the other
No, no. Just get on that mic, but okay. Then leave immediately.
Okay. Well, I got some drum beats.
Yeah,
Well, I'm more of a piano player.
No, see, that's you know.
And as you know, I prefer treble actually. I usually turn the bass way down.
That's true. You are always I'm always when
I'm always, like,
listening, I'm like, why does this sound so tinny?
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. Man, this Led Zeppelin song sounds like... I almost swore. All right, so let's hear your tinniest drum beat. Oh, just...
Well, can I do it? Can I borrow your drumsticks?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, hold on. Don't throw them.
That's the only way to give someone drumsticks
okay,
is
ready?
Throw it to them.
Wait, hold on. Am I allowed to bang on the table?
Here.
Station manager, you're going to yell at me.
Bang on that.
What's this?
It's a drum pad.
This looks like your mouse pad.
Yeah, well, it's a mouse/drum pad.
Okay. It's a lot of doodles.
201-209-9368.
I got it.
What's your favorite drum beat? Give me a call. And God. My mentor, Dan, would be so disappointed in you.
It's ska.
Yeah. What's ska?
The beat.
Do it again.
You can't repeat.
Have
ska.
You ever heard ska? I've never heard a ska band that goes ba ba da ba ba da da ba da ba da 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 da.
Did anyone tell you you have a very good memory for beats?
Sunday, I suppose. Ba da da ba da.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I like that. But I think it could use a little more treble, actually. So.
All right. But you see, my mentor Dan, he would count us off. He had a heart and a finger like a metronome. He would be like,
damn. I always have to hear about that guy.
Come on. Listen to that time.
Do you see it? You see it?
And he'd be doing that and just be getting happier and happier and just this big smile on his face. And then he'd go smoke a cigarette, which is how I started smoking cigarettes. I'd bum them off of old Dan. He was a, like I said, sketchy character.
Yeah, I don't know about this and the balloon pants or whatever he was wearing, the triangles on him.
No, they were parachute pants.
Oh, got it.
And his parachute was open. Caller Yabuchi.
And Mrs. Bucci.
Wait.
Oh, this is pretty good. Into it.
All right. Yeah.
Wait, don't forget the mouse pad if you're going to start banging around.
That's enough. Nope, I'm turning your mic down. Thank you.
What? I was adding.
You ruined a perfectly funky thing that was going on.
Cool.
Was that more ska?
It was.
I think, isn't ska like...
I don't actually know what that is.
I don't know if that was two-tone. That was like a Tony Danza beat. Whoa, Bucci. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, I just hung up on that person. Call back. Call back. I hung up on someone. 201-209-9368. I want to hear your funkiest, freshest, or even your favorite drum beat. Something you get stuck in your head like, duh, 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 duh. Or the one where it's like you're doing all the thing on the tom, and then you're just doing do do da do do do. That's a famous one.
Is that a Foo Fighters?
No. The Foo Fighters is more da da do 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 da do da do 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 da. And but like do do da do 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 da. That's like a what is that? King Kong and barbecue. Do do da da do do da. Caller, line one. What's your favorite drum beat? Is it shuffling and muffling? Hello out there.
Hello.
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 Yeah, hey.
Yes, I'm going to give you my favorite drum beat.
Okay, hit me. Don't hit me.
No? It's by Tito Puente, the one and only.
Oh, yeah, love him. Love him. Do it.
Bam, 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 bam.
Man, that's great. So you're a Tito Puente guy?
I'm any type of music.
You're a drum, but
into your radio station, and I think you're very good.
Oh, thank you. But it's like that drum is just like you love that drum sound.
You gotta see him live in order to admire him.
Absolutely.
And, you know.
What's your name?
Rodrigo.
All right.
From Seacockers, New Jersey.
All right, thanks, Rodrigo. Appreciate it. Love that beat. Tito Puente. All right, so we only have a couple of minutes left. We have 8 minutes left. So I'm going to play the street beat that I had to play for my entire... I played... How many times have I played this thing? Now, I haven't played it in a while, so you'll have to forgive me if I make every single mistake. All right, here we go. Can you hear that? I don't even know if you can hear that. All right, this one. Do, 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 do. Nope.
Okay, boys, it goes like this.
Call you a Bucci. Great, thanks. Line two, what's your favorite drum sound?
Is that you?
That's you. That's not me. That's
hey,
you.
Right here. It's Bernard from Muscle Shoals here.
Hey, wait, Muscle Shoals. All right.
Muscle Shoals, yeah.
Well, so do you play... Oh, God.
What's that?
No, keep going. I don't want to interrupt you. Hey, that's some talent, man. That's very great. What do you call that beat?
That's just nothing.
Oh, it's just nothing to you. It's just like
just messing around.
It's just honey off your fingers. That's great. So do you play in bands? Are you in a bunch of bands?
Some amateur bands, but there's a big jam session scene around Muscle Shoals.
Oh, okay. So you kind of guys all like sit in a room and just jam it out?
Yeah, and people come and go, and you know, get some semi-famous people once in a while.
Oh, really? Who was the famousest drummer that you've ever had?
Well, not the drummers. Spooner Oldham,
keyboard player?
Sure, sure.
He sat on a few weeks ago, and you know Mickey Buckins, but he's a drummer.
Oh yeah. Okay, so Mickey Bucket. Would you say Mickey Buckums?
Mickey Buckins.
Well, that's good. Do you ever get any like famous drummers though, like the guy from Fugazi?
Unfortunately, Roger Hawkins passed away.
Oh yeah.
Jerry Kerrigan, he passed away as well. But
all the good drummers. All the good drummers.
Yeah, drummers. There's some newer guys that do studio stuff, but they haven't come around.
You know, us drummers, our hearts go out. We put so much into the music, our hearts just die. You know?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate it. Muscle Shoals. Hey, Billy, jam. You're the king of the jam. Do you have a favorite drum beat?
King of the beat, Pumpkin. Ba-da-bum. I might even play it today.
All right, ba-da-bump. That's a good one. You know, there's also the drum that, you know, you play after a really good joke, which basically everyone who's listening to Bucci should be playing almost constantly, even though I don't care for jokes or joking. Call Igor Bucci.
Hey, Bucci, how you doing, my friend?
A lot of guys. What's your name?
That's Stan, calling from the south side of Chicago.
So you are like that old, you like the old Chess Records drummers and like the old blues drummers?
Oh, absolutely.
Or that guy
wonderful.
From Wilco?
Absolutely wonderful.
Sure, sure. All right, Stan from the south side of Chicago, what's your favorite beat?
I think, you know, as great as the blues drummers are and the rhythm and blues music that I love so much, the polka beat is the best.
Oh, here we go. Did Stashu put you up to this?
Oh, no. We love Stashu down on the southwest side of Chicago.
Of course.
But, you know, it was born inside of me when I was a little baby boy.
You know, I was thinking about polka drums, and I know I've heard a lot of polka music, but I can't pull it. What's the style? Hit us with the style of the polka.
Well, it's very similar to gospel or some early 80s hardcore.
So polka and early 80s hardcore, like, they have a similar beat?
And gospel music.
Stop talking about it and let's do it.
All right, here goes. Dunch, 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 dunch.
You never listen. You never like me. You always try to put me down. You don't know what I have been through. You have no way to be. Thanks. Thanks, Stan. I really felt it. Oh, my God. I think I'm going to have a nervous breakdown with all these drum beats. Let me try this drum beat again. That is terrible. Dun, dun. Caller Igabuchi.
Yeah, I'm here.
I know. What's your favorite drum beat? What's your best drum beat?
Well, I'm not a drummer, but I just like the one to keep time where it goes... You know?
Dun, tss, dun, tss, dun. Right?
Dun. Yeah, I mean, that's also kind of the only one I know.
Oh, let's do it then. That's all you need. It's that beat, heartbeat. Let's do it. Yeah, this is getting a little boring. All right, thanks,
well, yeah,
man.
Yeah, but then you kind of make something up.
Oh, you're gonna add to it? Well, I'll add to it.
I can't do it.
All right. I don't know what to tell you then. This is a drum beat show. But I do like the simple. The simple drums are actually the best. Do you need anything, Billy?
Go on the air in a minute.
Okay. well, we got 1 minute left. You can't take Bucci away from Bucci, Billy Jam. It's good to see you, by the way.
You too.
All right.
My favorite beat is the Bucci beat. Bucci beat.
There we go. Finally, the correct answer. It's unbelievable it took us this long to get the correct answer, which is this is the only beat that you need.
Trust Bucci.
I know. WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online all the time at WFMU.org. Up next is The Man Put the Needle on the Record with Billy Jam. Remember... Who listens to Bucci? You, Ducci. We actually have 10 seconds left, so I'll just chill.
Boochie.